Nandaga said to Ribhu, "Honored Guru with the sublime knowledge beyond comprehension, by your compassion, small-minded I have overcome my littleness, and having grown to be the great, undivided, complete, perfect fullness without separate identity. By obtaining this hard-to-get audience of yourself, I have obtained all that is to be obtained in this birth. By the rare relationship with your grace, I have become one who has successfully fulfilled all that is to be done.
My guide, of the words that you in your grace have bestowed, I have taken up for reflection one of the statements of certitude that you have uttered. Thoroughly effacing all attachment and holding fast to supreme bliss, I have become of the nature of Supreme Brahman. What shall I say of your compassion that has removed all my worldly sorrow and conferred undivided bliss? There is not an iota of doubt in what has been said. How shall I describe this greatness of yours, revered Master?"
Hearing the exhortation of the Guru in this manner, the exalted Nandaga eulogized him, and abounding with love, offered home and family and all to the Guru, and also himself as a son, besides all other wealth, grain, and all other articles, offered in love with the pouring of a libation of water to consummate that offering, and then poured forth paeans of praise thus:
"Glory to you, my Satguru, who has, with natural ease, carried me across the originless ocean of the sorrow of worldly existence in which I was submerged by the ferry of knowledge to the far shore of the immemorial Supreme Brahman. Glory to you, my Guru, who has inspired me, submerged in several severe sorrows, thinking that I am the perishable body, into realizing that I am the afflictionless Supreme Brahman, and conferred undivided bliss on me.
Glory to you, my Sadguru, who has taught me that all is the undivided Supreme Brahman, and that I am, and removed all doubts such as this world is real and I am insentient. Glory to you, my Sadguru, who has, by conferring the worthy, undivided, supreme knowledge on me, long submerged in illusion and in the whirl of thoughts that the erroneous path of action would enable me to reach the goal, made me verily that itself.
Glory to the Guru of the nature of the undivided Absolute, who has appeared as an embodiment of grace and who has taken me into your grace. Glory to the Supreme Guru, who is eminently fitted to be the rare refuge of all the varieties of worlds. Glory to the Guru, who is blemishless, partless, peerless, and pervasive without a pause. Glory to the Guru, who is the Supreme Shiva, the higher than the highest, the Supreme Self, the Supreme Brahman.
Glory to you, Sadguru, the blemishless, shining as the originless, undivided nature manifest. Glory to you, Sadguru, the taintless, undivided supreme knowledge. Glory to you, Supreme Guru, who, transcending the taintless knowledge, tower as the changeless. Glory to you, Supreme Guru, the realized, the equanimous, the totally non-attached.
Glory to the Guru, who is a mass of existence, consciousness, bliss. Glory to the Supreme Guru, the motionless, the peaceful. Glory to the Guru, the eternal, the attributeless. Glory to the Supreme Guru, the taintless. Glory to the Guru, the pure, infinite expanse. Glory to the Supreme Guru, pervasive as that which is subtle. Glory to the Guru, the perfectly full and non-dual. Glory to the Supreme Guru, the undivided.